English 900, Book 5, Tape 2A, Asking About Furniture and Places to Live. Listen. We're looking for a house to rent for the summer. Are you trying to find a furnished house? This split-level house is for rent. It's a bargain. That house is for sale. It has central heating. We have a few kitchen things and a dining room set. This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the basement. The roof has leaks in it and the front steps need to be fixed. We've got to get a bed and a dresser for the bedroom. Does the back door have a lock on it? They've already turned on the electricity. The house is ready. I'm worried about the appearance of the floor. I need to wax it. If you want a towel, look in the linen closet. What style furniture do you have? Is it traditional? We have drapes for the living room, but we need kitchen curtains. The house needs painting. It's in bad condition. Now, repeat. We're looking for a house to rent for the summer. Are you trying to find a furnished house? This split-level house is for rent. It's a bargain. That house is for sale. It has central heating. We have a few kitchen things and a dining room set. This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the basement. The roof has leaks in it and the front steps need to be fixed. We've got to get a bed and a dresser for the bedroom. Does the back door have a lock on it? They've already turned on the electricity. The house is ready. I'm worried about the appearance of the floor. I need to wax it. If you want a towel, look in the linen closet. What style furniture do you have? Is it traditional? We have drapes for the living room, but we need kitchen curtains. The house needs painting. It's in bad condition. Intonation. Listen and repeat. We're looking for a house to rent for the summer. Are you trying to find a furnished house? This split-level house is for rent. It's a bargain. That house is for sale. It has central heating. We have a few kitchen things and a dining room set. This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the basement. The roof has leaks in it and the front steps need to be fixed. We've got to get a bed and a dresser for the bedroom. Does the back door have a lock on it? They've already turned on the electricity. The house is ready. I'm worried about the appearance of the floor. I need to wax it. If you want a towel, look in the linen closet. What style furniture do you have? Is it traditional? We have drapes for the living room, but we need kitchen curtains. The house needs painting. It's in bad condition. Verb study. Listen. One. Worry about. Be worried about. I'm worried about the appearance of the floor.
Aren't you worried about the roof? It has leaks in it.
I'm worrying about my new job.
There's nothing to worry about.
Mr. Cooper worries about his health.
Did you worry about me while I was away?
I'm worried about our front steps. They need to be fixed.
I've never known anybody who worried as much as you do.
Two, rent. We're looking for a house to rent for the summer.
Who rented the house next door to you?
We're renting this house for the summer.
Would you rather rent the house than buy it?
Who's renting your house in Florida this winter?
Did you rent this house just for the summer?
She rents two houses, one for the summer and one for the winter.
I'm sorry. We've already rented the house to somebody else.
Three. Show. This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the basement.
The usher will show you to your seats.
The salesman showed me a new car yesterday afternoon.
She's sick, but she doesn't show it.
The waiter is showing them to a table.
Mr. Cooper is going to show me his new house at 2:00.
Why didn't you show me the front steps? They need to be fixed.
May I show you to the door?
Four. Wax. I need to wax the floor.
Did you wax your car yesterday as you planned to?
I couldn't wax the car because it rained all day.
My car looked new after I finished waxing it.
My wife waxed the dining room table because we were having guests.
John waxes his car once a month.
This floor needs waxing. Look at its appearance.
When was the last time you waxed the kitchen floor?
Now, repeat. One. Worry about. Be worried about. I'm worried about the appearance of the floor.
Aren't you worried about the roof? It has leaks in it.
I'm worrying about my new job.
There's nothing to worry about.
Mr. Cooper worries about his health.
Did you worry about me while I was away?
I'm worried about our front steps. They need to be fixed.
I've never known anybody who worried as much as you do.
Two, rent. We're looking for a house to rent for the summer.
Who rented the house next door to you?
We're renting this house for the summer.
Would you rather rent the house than buy it?
Who's renting your house in Florida this winter?
Did you rent this house just for the summer?
She rents two houses, one for the summer and one for the winter.
I'm sorry. We've already rented the house to somebody else.
Three. Show. This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the basement.
The usher will show you to your seats.
The salesman showed me a new car yesterday afternoon.
She's sick, but she doesn't show it.
The waiter is showing them to a table.
Mr. Cooper is going to show me his new house at 2:00.
Why didn't you show me the front steps? They need to be fixed.
May I show you to the door?
Floor. Wax. I need to wax the floor.
Did you wax your car yesterday as you planned to?
I couldn't wax the car because it rained all day.
My car looked new after I finished waxing it.
My wife waxed the dining room table because we were having guests.
John waxes his car once a month.
This floor needs waxing. Look at its appearance.
When was the last time you waxed the kitchen floor?
Now, review the base sentences from Unit 1. Listen and repeat. A strange thing happened to me this morning. I was crossing the street and was almost hit by a car. Fortunately, I jumped back in time to avoid being hit. It was a terrible experience and I won't forget it. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, we decided to go for a drive. We prepared a picnic lunch and drove down by the river. After a while, we found a shady place under some poplar trees. On the way back home, we had a flat tire. It was after dark when we got back, and we were all tired. I wish you would give me a more detailed description of your trip. Speaking of trips, did I ever tell you about the experience I had? We used to have a lot of fun when we were that age. I can't recall the exact circumstances. I never realized that someday I would be living in New York. We never imagined that John would become a doctor. This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 2B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. We are looking for a house to rent for the summer.
We are looking for an apartment to rent for the summer.
We are looking for a cottage to rent for the summer.
We are looking for a cabin to rent for the summer.
We are looking for a room to rent for the summer. Now, repeat. We are looking for a house to rent for the summer.
We are looking for an apartment to rent for the summer.
We are looking for a cottage to rent for the summer.
We are looking for a cabin to rent for the summer.
We are looking for a room to rent for the summer. Two. Listen. Are you trying to find a furnished house?
Are you trying to find an unfurnished house?
Are you trying to find a three-bedroom house?
Are you trying to find an inexpensive house?
Now, repeat. Are you trying to find a furnished house?
Are you trying to find an unfurnished house?
Are you trying to find a three-bedroom house?
Are you trying to find an inexpensive house?
Three. Listen. This split-level house is for rent. It's a bargain.
This colonial-style house is for rent. It's a bargain.
This efficiency apartment is for rent. It's a bargain.
This duplex apartment is for rent. It's a bargain.
This third floor room is for rent. It's a bargain. Now, repeat. This split-level house is for rent. It's a bargain.
This colonial-style house is for rent. It's a bargain.
This efficiency apartment is for rent. It's a bargain.
This duplex apartment is for rent. It's a bargain.
This third floor room is for rent. It's a bargain. Four. Listen. That house is for sale. It has central heating.
That house is for sale. It has air conditioning.
That house is for sale. It has a nice fireplace.
That house is for sale. It has a big backyard.
That house is for sale. It has all the modern conveniences.
That house is for sale. It has a double garage.
Now, repeat. That house is for sale. It has central heating.
That house is for sale. It has air conditioning.
That house is for sale. It has a nice fireplace.
That house is for sale. It has a big backyard.
That house is for sale. It has all the modern conveniences.
That house is for sale. It has a double garage.
Five. Listen. We have a few kitchen things and a dining room set.
We have a few kitchen things and a few pieces of furniture.
We have a few kitchen things and some antiques.
We have a few kitchen things and an automatic washing machine.
Now, repeat. We have a few kitchen things and a dining room set.
We have a few kitchen things and a few pieces of furniture.
We have a few kitchen things and some antiques.
We have a few kitchen things and an automatic washing machine.
Six. Listen. This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the basement.
This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the attic.
This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the hallway.
This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the laundry room.
This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the den.
This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the stairway.
Now, repeat. This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the basement.
This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the attic.
This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the hallway.
This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the laundry room.
This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the den.
This is an interesting floor plan. Please show me the stairway.
Seven. Listen. The roof has leaks in it and the front steps need to be fixed.
The roof has leaks in it and the house needs to be painted.
The roof has leaks in it and the grass needs cutting.
The roof has leaks in it and the flower beds have to be weeded.
The roof has leaks in it and the side door ought to be repaired. Now, repeat. The roof has leaks in it and the front steps need to be fixed.
The roof has leaks in it and the house needs to be painted.
The roof has leaks in it and the grass needs cutting.
The roof has leaks in it and the flower beds have to be weeded.
The roof has leaks in it and the side door ought to be repaired. Eight. Listen. We've got to get a bed and a dresser for the bedroom.
We've got to get a sofa and a chair for the living room.
We've got to get a lamp and a desk for the den.
We've got to get a mirror and a room for the bathroom.
We've got to get a sink and a stove for the kitchen.
We've got to get a telephone stand for the hallway.
We've got to get a refrigerator for the kitchen. Now, repeat. We've got to get a bed and a dresser for the bedroom.
We've got to get a sofa and a chair for the living room.
We've got to get a lamp and a desk for the den.
We've got to get a mirror and a room for the bathroom.
We've got to get a sink and a stove for the kitchen.
We've got to get a telephone stand for the hallway.
We've got to get a refrigerator for the kitchen. Nine. Listen. Does the back door have a lock on it?
Does the mailbox have a number on it?
Does the front porch have a street number on it?
Does the garage have a sliding door on it?
Does the wall have a picture on it? Now, repeat. Does the back door have a lock on it?
Does the mailbox have a number on it?
Does the front porch have a street number on it?
Does the garage have a sliding door on it?
Does the wall have a picture on it? Ten. Listen. They've already turned on the electricity. The house is ready.
They've already installed the telephone. The house is ready.
They've already carpeted the floors. The house is ready.
They've already put in the plumbing. The house is ready.
They've already completed the interior. The house is ready. Now, repeat. They've already turned on the electricity. The house is ready.
They've already installed the telephone. The house is ready.
They've already carpeted the floors. The house is ready.
They've already put in the plumbing. The house is ready.
They've already completed the interior. The house is ready. Eleven. Listen. I'm worried about the appearance of the floor. I need to wax it.
I'm worried about the looks of the woodwork. I need to scrub it.
I'm worried about the condition of the steps. I need to repair them. Now, repeat. I'm worried about the appearance of the floor. I need to wax it.
I'm worried about the looks of the woodwork. I need to scrub it.
I'm worried about the condition of the steps. I need to repair them. Now, review these sentences. Twelve. If you want a towel, look in the linen closet.
If you want some sheets, look down in the laundry room.
If you want a trunk, look up in the attic.
If you want scissors, look over on the table.
If you want your shoes, look down under the bed.
If you want a paperclip, look inside the drawer of the desk.
If you want a wastebasket, look beside the desk. Thirteen. What style of furniture do you have? Is it traditional?
What style of furniture do you have? Is it modern?
What style of furniture do you have? Is it period furniture?
What style of furniture do you have? Is it rattan?
Fourteen. We have drapes, but we need kitchen curtains.
We have drapes, but we need pictures to hang on the walls.
We have drapes, but we need paint to paint the house with.
We have drapes, but we need carpets for the floors.
Fifteen. The house needs painting. It's in bad condition.
The house needs repairing. It's in bad condition.
The house needs remodeling. It's in bad condition. Sixteen. What style of furniture will you buy?
What style of furniture will you buy?
What type of furniture will you buy?
What type of furniture will you buy?
What kind of furniture will you buy?
What sort of furniture will you buy?
This is the end of Tape 2B, Book 5, English 900.
May I help you?
Yes, you may. My wife and I are interested in renting a house for the summer.
We want something near the beach, if you have it.
Do you want a furnished house or an unfurnished one?
Furnished, but we have our own sheets and towels.
Very well. How long do you want the house? All summer?
No, not all summer, just for 6 weeks.
I'm afraid I can only rent it for 2 months.
My vacation is only for 6 weeks, but I think my brother and his family would take it for the other 2 weeks.
Is the house in good condition?
Yes, it is. It was just painted, and it has all the modern conveniences, including air conditioning.
Wonderful. Let's take it, John.
Not so fast, Eva. We haven't seen it yet, and we have no idea how much it costs.
Now, repeat. Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, you may. My wife and I are interested in renting a house for the summer.
We want something near the beach, if you have it.
Do you want a furnished house or an unfurnished one?
Furnished, but we have our own sheets and towels.
Very well. How long do you want the house? All summer?
No, not all summer, just for 6 weeks.
I'm afraid I can only rent it for 2 months.
My vacation is only for 6 weeks, but I think my brother and his family would take it for the other 2 weeks.
Is the house in good condition?
Yes, it is. It was just painted, and it has all the modern conveniences, including air conditioning.
Wonderful. Let's take it, John.
Not so fast, Eva. We haven't seen it yet, and we have no idea how much it costs.
Now, listen again. Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, you may. My wife and I are interested in renting a house for the summer.
We want something near the beach, if you have it.
Do you want a furnished house or an unfurnished one?
Furnished, but we have our own sheets and towels.
Very well. How long do you want the house? All summer?
No, not all summer. Just for 6 weeks.
I'm afraid I can only rent it for 2 months.
My vacation is only for 6 weeks, but I think my brother and his family would take it for the other 2 weeks.
Is the house in good condition?
Yes, it is. It was just painted, and it has all the modern conveniences, including air conditioning.
Wonderful. Let's take it, John.
Not so fast, Eva. We haven't seen it yet, and we have no idea how much it costs.
Participation drills. Listen and repeat.
Would you like to see the basement?
Yes, I would. I'd like to see it.
Would you like to wax the floor?
No, I wouldn't. Not today.
Would you like to see the attic?
Yes, I would. I'd like to.
Would you like to sell the cottage?
No, I wouldn't. Not this year.
Would you like to turn on the electricity?
Yes, I would.
Would you like to install a telephone?
Yes, I would. I would like to install a telephone.
Would you like to put in the plumbing?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you like to carpet the floors?
Yes, I'd like to carpet the floors.
Would you like to repair the side door?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know how.
Would you like to cut the grass?
Yes, I would. I'd like to cut it now.
Would you like to paint the house?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't like to paint the house.
Would you like to weed the flower beds?
Yes, I'd like to. I'd like to do it now.
Would you like to fix the front steps?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't like to fix the front steps.
Would you like to buy a lamp?
Yes, I would. I'd like to buy one now.
Would you like to have a wastebasket?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you like to hang the pictures?
Yes, I'd like that. I'd like to do it now.
Would you like to scrub the walls?
No, I wouldn't like to scrub the walls.
Would you like to rent the cabin?
Yes, I would. I'd like to rent the cabin.
Would you like to buy the house?
Yes, I'd like to buy it. Now, you answer the questions. You say student B's part.
Would you like to see the basement? Would you like to wax the floor? Would you like to see the attic? Would you like to sell the cottage? Would you like to turn on the electricity? Would you like to install a telephone? Would you like to put in the plumbing? Would you like to carpet the floors? Would you like to repair the side door? Would you like to cut the grass? Would you like to paint the house? Would you like to weed the flower beds? Would you like to fix the front steps? Would you like to buy a lamp? Would you like to have a wastebasket? Would you like to hang the pictures? Would you like to scrub the walls? Would you like to rent the cabin? Would you like to buy the house?
Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. We're looking for a house to rent.
Expensive houses have air conditioning.
We wish to rent an inexpensive house.
We prefer a furnished house.
We have a few pieces of furniture and some antiques.
This old house has a leaky roof and the front steps are broken.
We need pictures to hang on the living room walls.
I'm also worried about the condition of the stairway.
Remodeling a house is expensive.
I think we'd better rent a house instead of an apartment.
Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. Many people prefer new houses with modern conveniences.
The old house needed a lot of remodeling.
The split-level house only had a few steps.
Do you need a few sheets?
We have to buy a little furniture for the living room.
Does a summer cottage cost much money?
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. Some houses have a double garage.
My house is furnished, so I don't need any furniture.
We still need some kitchen curtains.
We've already bought some living room drapes.
We don't have any vacant apartments in this building.
Are there any vacant apartments in the other building?
I never buy any antiques. Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. A split-level house is bigger than a cottage.
Modern furniture is simpler in design than traditional furniture.
The old colonial house was in worse condition than the other houses on the street.
An efficiency apartment is smaller than a two-bedroom apartment.
It's easier to wash clothes with an automatic washing machine than by hand.
Nothing can be better than an air-conditioned apartment in the summer.
A new house is usually more expensive than an old one.
A first-floor apartment is more convenient than an apartment on the third floor.
Exercise 5. Listen and repeat. The three-bedroom house had the biggest backyard in the neighborhood.
The colonial house was the oldest house on the block.
This house has the worst floor plan of all the houses we've seen.
The split-level house had the best floor plan.
In my opinion, a split-level house has the nicest style.
A new house usually has the most modern conveniences.
This is the end of Tape 2C, Book 5, English 900.
I'm going to go to the house. boat now. Let's not punch out a little and cook.
That's a good idea.
That's an excellent idea.
That's a wonderful idea. 12. I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains.
I'm hoping to spend a few days at the seashore.
I'm hoping to spend a few days on the beach. 13. Would you consider going north this summer?
Would you consider going south this summer?
14. I wouldn't consider going there this summer.
I wouldn't consider going up north this summer.
15. If there's a chance you'll go, I'd like to go with you.
If there's a possibility you'll go, I'd like to go with you.
16. After you think it over, please let me know your decision.
After you think about it, please let me know your decision.
17. I'll go to bed early instead of watching television.
I'll go to bed early instead of entertaining some friends.
18. I can't make a decision without knowing the facts.
I can't make a decision without thinking it over.
This is the end of Tape 1B, Book 4, English 900. Never imagined that John would become a doctor.